Ryan ISD Athletic Director Lance Angel, Eric Ezar, as your new head football coach as well as athletic coordinator at Rudder High. What do you know about Coach Ezar, first off?
Well, I knew Eric through some dealings. He was AD at Willis or currently is, I guess. And we had some dealings in DEC meetings and those kind of things. And so me and Eric knew each other in that way. But I knew of Eric's career up in the Metroplex and some things that he had done there. So when Eric applied, he obviously was one that we wanted to talk to, and he did a great job through the process.
I think folks that are near the Rudder program know about it, know that it's been 11 years, no postseason run. So I'm sure that was something that had been brought up throughout the meetings and visits with him.
Sure, and through that we talked to, you know, Greg Morgan and his staff. You know, they this is not a broken system that Eric's walking into. They did a great job and established some good things there, and we just know that Eric's the one that we believe can build off that and grow the football program and continue to grow all the other sports.
I was reading the release that you guys had on him. Obviously a family man. This guy has a family of his own, so I don't know if that necessarily is a requirement. I don't think it has to be, but I'm sure that helps a little bit. He's going to have kids that are in the school system as well.
Sure, just somebody that's going to have that investment. We think that's important, and no, it wasn't a requirement. But in the end, when he was our lone candidate, I think that's a positive that he's going to have kids and will be invested in the program and the school district.
And being a younger guy, too, I think that might have something to do with it as far as taking over a program, having a younger, fresher face.
Well, part of it. You know, Eric's got a lot of experience. I think that was important, too, just his years of as being head football campus coordinator and then an AD. I think those experience, he'll understand what needs to be done, and I know that Eric's ready to hit the ground running.
I believe it said on the release, but just for it out there, when's the start date for him?
We hadn't set that yet. I know that our intention is for Coach Ezar to meet the kids tomorrow, or some of the kids. What kids, there's a lot going on tomorrow with baseball and softball, but we'll do some just introductions tomorrow, and then hopefully sometime next week he can start to begin the process. A lot of it will also, he's got to exit the right way at Willis, right, and give them time. So we're hoping next week that he's here at least working part-time, and then hopefully maybe a week after that we've got him full-time.
And one last thing, how does he fit into Bryan ISD's mission as you guys move forward in athletics?
Well, I think Eric's one that, will grow the overall athletic program at Rudder High School, not just the football program, which is exciting. Eric will stress the importance of wanting athletes to, play more than one sport. I think that's important that our student athletes participate in as much as they can, and Eric's been part of programs like that. So look forward to him and his family getting here.